maybe so you can talk to the word because you know, that's what a person should learn is really as an effort to have out this and have pay. But that logo of the Moneda Moklai is that they should be sure in the past of Sofa, they also based a locus of Nido, which is basically also the end of the Masakim. They didn't help us Tarash Mishpacha, they didn't have Nido. And the reason is when a person does Chazorah, Torah may be the Maisa, it helps the person out. Now if you want to know the Indian specifically in the Gate to shave him, you can see all the rating, Netta Gavril, in Hilchas Chanukah on the back, his 12 Turakim on it, and over 70 pages about it. We'll discuss all the Inyonim, Segulas, the Taimim, the Halachas, the Kvalim, Ayin Shem. The Maisa specifically means Hatainus, which put down in the Noisekel Meshachon Orach, the Maisa, why don't we fast? So come on the post, and they say why. Like it's brought down in the times that when the end of times is only an Indian Ba'alma, it's a very important thing a person should do, but since Monashav, if you're Ba'alabas, you're not holding there. If you're Bnei Torah, it's Gerim Bittel Torah. And since Gerim Bittel Torah, therefore a person should not fast. And the Nefek Real being now from the stipler will be the Atzizi Torah too fast. Pekaret, it's the close of Bittel Torah. Therefore, that reason ends up being usually the Bnei Torah don't fast, the Ba'alabatim don't fast. The only people who fast are the Yidin who are. I mean, this is none of us segulim, but because it's been general, so we do not do the end of timeness. But what the class of the shaven about the Torah of all dogs do, they have shum and shaven and ties to mishpacha. Now, to go through the end of ties to mishpacha, so that numerous aspects to go through, from ksamim to achokis to festus, what most negela is probably the end of achokis. It happens 12 to 14 days a month, Baruch, if you're not pregnant or nursing. And that's the way of life. Okay, you start off usually marriage that way. And that's the Metzias is that it happens come on half a month. Therefore, certain things like Vestas today is very simple. Most black people have a Vestas computer, system that sets off for you. They don't have usually of a marriage anyway, you have to ask your Rav. So what a person himself really has to do is really learn the halachas of achokis. And Olam seems to like it. Very good schmack for the hardcore, the raid. It's applicable, you discuss it with your wife. The mice are interesting. You learn Shulchan Aruch on the page of Shulchan Aruch. The place are Marach and all the halachas, but except for Chokas. It's one page, it takes about 25 minutes to read the whole entire simon, because Tzadakeh is very short. Why Mach was Tashmish, why it's Torah and Torah and Vestas, and Kislam, and all the things are Torah and Torah. A Chokas is very short. You had to come over Dara Malakim, they switched the tables and everything. Our generation, Mamash, they have Swarm on Achokas. This Swarm on Achokas. The pages, Mamash, two columns in Shulchan Aruch. Fine, so, seems that the reason why the Arshim is Banenu are more Indian to Achokas is much more Negev. Once it's much more Negev, I'd like to go start off with Achokas. I'll be Mamash next week, even maybe the week afterwards. I'll see, to go through what's Negev to specifically Achokas. First, Nisha, what happens when she comes Tommy, different ways of coming Tommy. So, the Torah says, "We're sick of rule legal erva." So, a person cannot be the character in erva. Now, what does that mean? The machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban. Does it mean dafka bia, which is the deraisa, or is it even any chibur penishuk, any derech eskarvus of derech hanol? Is it deraisa? However, not derech hanol. Kuli alma is only dinderabbanon. But the ma'is is brought down in the simin chav aleph and even ezlus machlok is. And where machmer doesn't really make a difference. Either way, sabi aster abbanon or deraisa, any derech chibur to an ishuk. To your wife, even not to Rechibu, could be also any in of his carvus. Come along, Chazal, and there are Gezer, the Indian of Achokis. Now, this Gezer is better than the Mishnah, as Ton Dvelio, Elihon, everybody says it. The Gdomo to the Indian of Achokis is real, is a Moshe and Shuva discusses. Is there a head to Mitzah to cover the Prius? Is there a head to Mitzah to Pusha? So people get embarrassed. Is there a head to? So basically, his side is, Mice that happens half a month. It's your duo. The reason why people get embarrassed is usually the lack of maturity, and there's time to grow up. It's a way of life. There's no heter because you just have this feeling of, you know, you're embarrassed. This is Matthias. Forget the Bizman Chazal. We're in war, begun of Yuchud Fanida, and a newer person was in Nida. It might be in the Mitzat Sneer, so you should not come to Farsimir. Avad of Mitzat Bushim, Mitzat Kavad Abriyas, Avad is no heter. This is the time for a person to mature. Avada, there are times you do take into account, for example, when there is a chuppas nido, a mitzvah time. So, in certain cases, Avada, there are times, kulam yodid loma kal nichos the chuppah. And therefore, there is a busha we try and forget not to misadu the chasa bizman nido. And the Ar Tam is to take into account that the Klolius, there's no head of Kavod HaBrius, even in front of, by Moshe Shua discussing, even in front of your relatives who are not our friend, who don't understand the whole entire concept. There's no, they understand there's an Indian over here, or that everyone knows that something is a needle, and that happens half a month, and therefore shouldn't have a Busha, or no head to that Kavod HaBrius. Now, what is the reason for this Indian, this Isser, or the Gedra of Achokis? Come along the Sugan Shabbos and Daphi Aleph, they only learned the second Seder. Over there, the Mishnah is crossing Loyachal Zav and Mazava. A person cannot eat a Zav together with a Zava, even though they're both Tamai. The Mishnah says they cannot eat together. And over there, it discusses about also not sleeping in one bed. So says Rashi, what is the reason for it? Since there's a special heter with your wife, Mitzad Yichud, even though all other women is an Issa Yichud, your wife is a heter of Yichud, why you should not talk for a lot? Once you had Tashmish one time, Yichud Lamai says Mutter. Since it's a special heter of Yichud, therefore, maybe it'll be Hergel Avera. Therefore, since it's a heter of Yichud, we need our chokim inside of it, and the chokim will be that we have these chokim, these halachas, inside Yichud. That's Rashi's reason. The Rashi brings it down that way. A second reason why we have in of our chokis, the Rashi Shuvah says, since you'll leave a gaspo with your wife, hopefully, and that's usually the mahalach, that you're very comfortable, we're very friendly with your wife, and therefore mitzad is a special bond, a relationship with your wife, therefore choshish, maybe they are, sir. Therefore, this special bond, therefore a special in of achokis. It discussed an interesting nafkamina between the two svaras, mitzad is a het of yichud, or is the het of mitzad leave a gaspo. Our tzvi has a tshuva that a isho needed a blood transfusion for a husband, from her husband, as the isha of a shata. Now, can you do it when she's in needle? You want the time that if the entire is in mitzad yichud, the might have doctors around, never end up in the case of yichud when you need a blood transfusion. So you want the time, there won't be any is in mitzad ha-shoto. One interesting shiloh, he gets about the other two from while Maisi's makel, but if they say it's mitzad yichud, what's the problem? Another fascinating discussion, they discuss more than again, but very practical, they have chuppas needle, the locha is yichud is also. If yichud is also, is there any achokis? According to Rashi, Rashi says the yisod of achokis is because yichud is mutter. When yichud can be also, is any heter? Is there a heter of achokis? Come along with blows of meir haaretz in the back of the bar in Shabbos and Daphi Dalaf. Says based upon Rashi's svara mitzad yichud, there won't be any in the achokis. Therefore, you can handle the ksuba. Therefore, you can put the ring on the finger. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, the place can discuss how can you handle the ksuba. So Berkut says no problem. Rashi, if not, is no sir. The Badei Shulchan says the ma'aseh is also. In the Malum to the Badei Shulchan, they said, you forgot Rashi. She said, they pointed me at Rashi. I still hold his Osir. Why is the rabbi? I have a very old plug. He still holds his Osir. Well, Maisi really depends what the Svar is. The Svar is Mitzad Yichud, you can tie it. There's no Issa Yichud, therefore a Chokas will be Motor. Maisi, I'm hugged by a Chubas Nido. Usually the Armachman giving all the Ksuba, the Armachman in the ring. Either they can say they go to the Malach of the Rajba, of usually Yikalas leave the Gospel, or say even go to the Malach of Rashi, Al Zichud, Beloy Plug Chachomim, and therefore once you're married, there's an Indiva Chokas. Fine, that's again a Tam Lachokis, Mitzad either is Leva Gaspo or Yichud, and therefore maybe they Hergel Aveiro. Now, when is the Inna Vachokis? When do we apply it? So the main Maramokim for the Sugga Vachokis, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daphi Gimel, there's a famous Maisa, there's a Talmud Echad, the Gemara of Exam that was Kara, he learned a lot, Vashana Harbe, Vashimash Talmud Chom Harbe, the three things he learned is Isaac, Vashamash Talmud Chom, and the Mace Chetzi Chayev. They died when he was young. So his wife went around asking exactly what happened. My husband, why did he die? Maisa, he was a young person and he was Isaac, the voice of Hashem. So came along Eliyahu Navi, as the Chosham explained, and he asked her, "V'mei Nida, how are you Isaac with her?" He says, "I kept all the chokis. V'mei Levayna, v'zayin Nakim, when she's not seeing Dam, did not go to the mikveh yet. V'mei Levayna, how are you Isaac? How are you Isaac one with another?" He said the Isha, "We ate together. We drank together, we slept in one bed together." Oh, says the Yom Navi, says the Gemara, "Baruch HaMokim Shehargu." Oh, gewaldik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed this person who was not marachuk in the end of Achokis. Shloi nos upon Matoru. So we have this Indian of Achokis, that person was not knowing Achokis, but may Levayna. We had over, Isha, there are 5 days that she sees that. Usually 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, depends how long it takes to be clean. Then she has Zainakim, the Mei Levayna is Lavan, wife, Zainakim. Come along the Gemara clearly and says, if you're not knowing the Chokis, the Mei Levayna, Baruch HaMokim Shehargu. Oh, good. Therefore, you have to be knowing the Chokis, make this Gemara all the time. All the time. Now, what does it mean all the time? Kamal Midnight and the Shukanar very clear. First of all, she came Tommy, whether she came Tommy, she saw a Myra Mamish, she had a vest, her period. Whether she had a kesim, she somehow saw a kesim, all the chokas applied is no chilik. But Aid applies all email of vinyl, very clear Shukanar from the Gemara. Let's say it's after the Zainakim, but she's not going to the mikveh yet. Still said a paiskim, doesn't make a difference. Aloha, she's a needle until she goes to the mikveh. V'lai oid, the aloha is, when your wife goes to the mikveh, comes back, the aloha she has to tell you tivalti, or she has to show she was tivalti. Otherwise, she still has the aloha of a needle. Therefore, says a paiskim, she still has the aloha of a chokas. Until she shows that she went to the mikveh, and you know for sure she went to the mikveh, she still has the aloha of a chokas, she still is the maisa a needle. So the aloha of a chokas, what does it apply to the moment she comes tamei, until the moment she is tar, mutter and tashmish. Now what about Yimei Vest? Yimei Vest is a chok is mutter also, the maestro she is mutter. Is there any end of a chok? It's coming with the place very clear. That maybe as chibuk v'nisha k'mach mutter v'la v'rocho, maybe sleeping in one bed, but avad of a chok is Yimei Vest, avad of a mutter. Avad of a shaylo. Avad of Yimei Vest, you'll hand things to her, you'll pass things to her, there's no end to be mach at all. It's dach uni tamei. Except maybe chibuk v'nisha, or sleeping in one bed, but otherwise the chokas per se do not apply for Yimei Vest. Let's say you're a subic, if you need a yavah mara, you're a suffic. You have to go through Rav, till you get to Rav, till he shows up, till he calls you back, till you call him back, till you leave it in the mailbox and he tells his wife to call you back, whatever it is, the system. But you don't know, is it in the chokas? Come on, the place can say, since it's a suffic, or maybe Tommy, it's sorry dear, you just lack knowledge. The other block is Yafi Machmer. Or klonal chesavik yidia is a dash shaitim. Dash shaitim would not say sevda malu kula. Therefore, the achokas apply. Therefore, comes out lalocha. When is the achokas? It starts from the moment you vade tamei or sevik tamei until the rav tells you. That's where the achokas are. Let's even be marked. The achokas starts right away until she comes back to mikvah and tells you tavalti. However, be yimei vest is no inyan of achokas. That's when it applies. Now go through the order of the shulchan aruch. What are the halachas of achokas? What is the Gedorim? How to apply it? So the simon kuf tzadikai, it's always kedai. Mamash, if it happens every month or whatever, it happens after you give birth, it's kedai to chazar. Mamash will take the real shulchan aruch, will take him the most half hour. It's always kedai to read it over. In Sefal, the first halacha starts off based upon the mission of Avos of Nosim, that says lo sikrivu. Therefore, you might think, since the only tashmish is also, you might think chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. Or you can medabe ima b'dvam b'teilim. Kamash v'lon loisikarev. It says loisikarev. Do not do things that make you close. Loisikarev, loisikarev. Therefore, chivik v'nishik is also. Therefore, even dvam b'teilim is also. Now what is dvam b'teilim? It says mafosh, it means choyk v'kalas roish. The words of the mechabe is, yichayv to mafosh from your wife once she's tamay until she goes to the mikvah. V'lo yischoyk, v'lo yikal roish imoy, afil b'dvarim. Why Shema Yagul Aveiro? The Isser is Hergul Aveiro. The way the Shach says it over, this Isser is Margul Ervo. That means not Stam Biadov. Be very clear. There's no point to be sad in front of your wife, avad be to act to her normally. The Isser of Schoik Vikalas Roish, the Dafgan in of lightheadedness. In of the Gedur is, not that reason is Al Yagul Aveiro. The Gedur is something to be a Margul person to Aveiro. Stam talking to your wife is not to be a Margul person to Aveiro. The Isser of is something that's Markul Adei Erveiro. Come on, the Torah Yisrael, the Beres and Eifshitz, and Matzah Shekel, it brings down. There's no Issa of Kir of Das, no Issa of making a bond with a person, no Issa sitting down and schmoozing and talking. There's an Issa of what Markul Adei Erveiro, bringing to the Maisa of Arayas, the Maisa of, she's a Nida. It's one of, is a Nida, not only that's a Nida, Issa of Yom Vayavar. It's one of the three cardinal sins. It's Gila Arayas, and therefore something that mainly like Tashmish is an Isser. But Avada, you walk around, you talk to her, you act normal to her. Now what is the Gedder? What's the point of the Malasi? It really depends also upon what society you're in, where, and there's also something that one Malach may back another Malach American, there's another Malach. It depends how you're brought up, how your wife is brought up, what defines being normal, what defines Kir of Das. Some people, Kir of Das means speaking for a half hour. It means a special bond. But however, most people are all Americans, fascists. That's the daily life. And people have vets in different marriages. Some people's marriages are due to convenience. We meet, you know, whatever things have been taken care of. Some people have a marriage that we associate one with each other. We're good friends with each other. Some people have a higher marriage than that. Different levels of marriages. Betsim, this halacha is not clear for one reason. Because it really depends who you are and the situation you are, the matzav you're in. But the side of the Isser is what? Margula Erva. Maybe they Isser. The way how Rav Reuben, the one who wrote the Sefer Ma'arkoi, the way how when he gives Shir and Shavim, the getter he tries to give, which he says is always not clear, is that how would you talk to your sister? That's mutter. Your sister is not a special physical bond you have with her. It's something that you're comfortable with. You've been around with her 15, 20, 30 years. Therefore, since you're comfortable with her, you talk to her, you schmooze with her, you spend time with her. Again, some people don't have sisters, some people don't spend time with their sisters, some have a different age discrepancy. But the Yisrael Shabbat is however you would act to your sister, that's not wrong with your wife, but the Vad is mutter. The special shaykhs you have to your wife, it's not margula, erva, that is what the mice is, what could be also with your wife when she's in Nidah.
So Shaykh and Palashah is the normal way to act to your sister, but with Shaykh and Palashah?
If your sister you act normally, some people don't act too normal to their sister, or to find a malice. But the definition is, no, the definition of this is word the shach margum le'erva. It's a chance, meaning maybe they iser. A special bond. Now, I'll give examples. One example. This guy's going to amusement park. Now, they say, if you have kids going to amusement park, forget it's a tircho, no geshmak, I'm going with your wife. Let's say, shenu shenu, let's say you just have your one-year-old, two-year-old. Going to amusement park is b'etzim, is something that brings a special closeness, special shaykhus from one to another, and therefore it's chayif kalas reish.
You don't do your sister?
No, you might, your father might send you together and then you split up. No, she goes to her friends, you go to your friends, you don't go spend, go on the roller coasters together. Unless you're real young kids, but not when you get older. You might, if you walk around, shmooze, that's amusement park, that's what you do. That Chavamaita who was called a rabbi when he was in the music park, he wanted to know if he could play ear hockey when they were in need. Why? Because they're not passing each other, trying to get around each other, no problem with a shotgun, she's trying to block it. So Rabbi answered, you can't be there, it doesn't make a difference, you can't be in the music park, what's the shaila? This is a classic example of Sif Aleph, a special Indian of just spending time together, now they don't have any kids, if you have kids, if I care, it could be even a tercho. But otherwise, if I can't, the music park is a mokum of shaila. Or I'm talking about creating a special bond that may be the ervo. Another example, they say, eating out. Now, eating out, usually for most people, pizza, falafel, not a problem. But let's say, go to a special restaurant, it's romantic, you know, yonki, candle lit on the table. That's an Indian, also maybe the ervo. That's something you do in a special occasion. Now, if you're not the person doing it in a special occasion, you do it all the time, it won't be nichlan the iser. The search way is this Indian a special bond one with another. Let's run being down, dancing in front of your wife. That's also a special thing. Or another thing is swarming down and blowing a kiss to your wife. Not touching her or anything, but that's also a special bond. Now let's do it all the time, which I don't think anyone does. Also it's a special bond, maybe the erva. Or another thing is swarming down medabal, the Indian of Tashmish, also it's a special thing that maybe the erva. Now there are certain cases that are very not clear, and they really look them on the swarm, it could be depending upon what society. Different cases. For example, a lot of play chess together. Or play cards together, is there an issur, is it mutter? So look among the Svarim, the Svarim go, Mekan Lekan, Mekotz Lekotz, some say about it's also, they bring down Shlom Zalman, Rav Kamenetsky, and Moshe, Meister, and Abiyashim, they the Meister Aserit, Tzara Sheni, the Be'er Moshe, the Chodoshoni, and the Memtzel, Meister Matrit. It really depends how exactly do you play cards, how you play chess. Do you play the game, it's that to win, or you play the game to have a good time? And you have to also know, it really depends how you plan to also play. For example, when I play to win, or I play to have a good time. So the mice, I'm at the head tip, she has a problem. Therefore, you can't play with each other. There's no head tip over here. Like, I'm out to meet the get to him, Moshe discusses, can you play chess on Shabbos? Moshe gets involved with Dabadovir, but what he says, when the person loses, he's a bit sour. If you can't play chess on Shabbos, I'll bit sour. Because, you know, if I lose, I'm very bit sour. I'm playing the game to win. My wife, she doesn't even get to the end of the game. Everyone depends how they're playing the game. So the Yisrael Shabbai, is it having a schmack time together? Could be it's a problem. If the Yisrael is just to challenge each other, fine, because I didn't smoke it. Another case to discuss, which whoever does agree, it's also playing ping pong or tennis or things like that you're running and back and forth. So you can start timing maybe also smoke over there, but at some is a whole schoik for Kalas Rosh. They want time to chutz me, the problem may be inside a shot or a zmiko, chutz the problem inside a schoik for Kalas Rosh. Another case negated to this Indian is what about giving a present to your wife? Is it mutter also when she's a needle? So the Mefarsh is very clear, the Matzah Shekel brings down very strong, that stamp matona, red matona of example, bringing flowers that you do every Erev Shabbos, that avada is mutter. Avada is mutter. There's no special Indian of bringing closest a margul day erva one to another. However, let's say you do something that's miyuchad and special, unique. For example, let's say when your wife gives birth, a lot of people have anhoka. When you give birth, you have to give her a matono. Might what she went through, 9 months, then giving birth, and she had a child. So people give matono. Usually something very nice. The anhoka is that you don't give it right away, you wait until she becomes tard. That's usually the anhoka. Why? Because that's a special bond one to another. They want to say, you maybe in a birthday or anniversary, depends how big the present is. Maybe if it's bringing a special closeness one to another, or some people, even if it's a small present, the wife, oh, you thought about me. Say, no, you should not do it on the birthday. You explain to her, you tell her, 100% I have you in mind, I think about you. However, there's a certain time and a place for everything. And right now, since we're knowing the nyanoi of Tyrell, Taif Mishvava, therefore we should not give any present that's miyuchad one to another. That's, I think, the kids, I hope people got to get what the inyan of Schoim Kalasroish is. Basically, from all these cases, the Yisrael is again really a kolofi inyan, who you are and related to your wife, but the Yisrael should be anything that's marked with the Erevas also, otherwise, will be motor. Come on the Pesachai Tshuva, and he brings down from others that discuss the inyan of wearing pesamim. Also, Nichlanus inyan of Magal Erevah. When an Isho puts on perfume, is a person allowed to smell or not? Now, Stam Zoyd is from the discuss, she should not put on a lot of perfume, it's not nice in the street. But let's say it's only in the house, there's a little bit of perfume, can he lemaisa smell it? So come on the form, and Beker, the Machmer, that person cannot smell it. Even when she takes it off and she has perfume on the counter, the Maisa, I don't know why in the world the person will pick it up to smell it. The Maisa, even when she takes off the perfume she's wearing, clothing, she should not pick up the smell. And even in the bottle that she had that's muchud for her, the person can discuss it. But the Maisa, I don't know why a person should pick up the bottle of his wife to smell the perfume, there should be no reason for it. And the Chua person should not smell perfume. It's Nichl in the end of Schoim Kalas Reish. They do discuss, what about the end of Mitzad Avdolah Shavoy? Let's say she's holding the Besamim. Can you smell it? The Aloha Pesachetshuva says, the place can be very machmei, we cannot smell the Besamim that she's wearing, perfume. She's holding the Besamim, can you smell it? So it's a shah among the Paiskim. Just, Metzias-wise, it's very hard to know the Lachos of Adolah, and there is, there'd be a Omer, Rabbi Yosef, why exactly he's being Mekel. The Metzias-wise is that by Adolah, you hold the wine in one hand, in the left hand you hold the Besamim, there comes the Bracha, you switch it, says the Mishnah Berurah. So you're holding the Besamim. If you hold the Besamim, you make the Bracha and give it to it for you to smell, the body's not, you smell it yourself. So the is in this question, there'd be Omer, he says, no, because when the wife holds it, Maisha, if she's part of you, it's your Ishtuk Gufoy, she's holding it in the right hand for you, and therefore she can hold it for you. Chiddush in the Sugi of Abdullah, Pashas, you hold it, you're more than making a Bracha, it has to be in your hand, and therefore you smell it. Therefore the whole case of Abdullah is a nice shell among the Sforim. Maisha, when you hold it, you smell it, no problem. Now give it to your wife to smell, now that's the other way. So you got to stand as a shell, but someone's very clear, you cannot smell from your wife. I mean, your wife, could she smell that you're wearing what they call it? Cologne. Can your wife smell your cologne? So my sister, I don't see anyone who asks it. Either it's from a Mekel or they say it's a Rechian. So Vada is some Vadi, she can smell. Vada is not a Shiloh. Because there certainly is nothing to do, no Hergel Aveiro, and the Vada is allowed to smell. So that's a lot of Mitzah B'Samim. Really not Negeya, a Vada, when you hold the Mitzah B'Rachah, you smell it, and you can let your wife smell straight from your hands, no problem. But that's Mitzah, the first Locha of Margal Shem Yagel Aveiro. Second locha, the second sif, is the locha of negiya, of touching one to another. Now, the case by my mokum this locha, the Gemara on Shabbos Nafi Gimel, by this Maisa, this Talmud, that said, Baruch HaMokum Shogu, the case in Shulchan Aruch, or the Gemara, is the case of Achila, Shtiyah, and they slept to one bed. Come along, Taisus over there, and the Rishonim bring down what says in Tanut Ve'Elio. His words are, Shema Ve'Esalei is a shemen, maybe he brought him some shemen, or some pach, and he touched her finger. Maybe he touched her finger. And therefore, Baruch HaMakum Shaharku. Therefore, another case we see from this Talmud that the end of Achok is it cannot touch one to another. Now, if it's Tarachibo, we'll get a Val Machlik's Deraisa, the Rambam, and the Ramban is Dindaraisa, Lissikaribu, Lissikribu. Elba Shloi Derechanosoi, the Maisa still is Osir. Lekola Deis, and Isidir Abonon, and why is Nichol this in the Ton of Elio from the Gemara, the Rishayim, that person cannot touch his wife, I feel a bit espectacular. Maisa, you can't touch. That's clear. Now, this halacha, even though the case is that he should not touch her, the Pashkim say she cannot touch him, there's no difference, he can't touch her, she cannot touch him. Now let's say you have a stick and you won't touch each other also. Also, the Pashkim Machmer, the Shiyotah Richter, there's no difference whether as you're touching from your hand to her hand, or using a stick to touch a person. Even when she's sleeping, you might say you can't touch her. Now, since the Indian Mitzvah touching they're going to vow, is there a cases of a shash negiyah? For example, can you read a book together? You're holding one book, she's holding the book, two sides. Can you hold a book and read a book together? The parsha can discuss it. Some are machma, some are mekel, some are machma tzad chibo, some are machma tzad shash negiyah. Al pisvara shemoi, usually, if you're holding it together, read a book together, pashas, I usually never do it. Pashas in the chibo. People don't like, however, stamp to look over someone's shoulder, to look for something, what someone's reading, might not be menschlof, depends how you act. Otherwise, stamp is like, l'chur, there should be no chibo shemoi. L'chur, if you're holding, I don't know why you hold something together, l'chur should be a promise on the chibo shemoi. Tzad negiyah, the chiddush to say it's awesome, tzad negiyah, l'chur should be mutter. Well, you might be moving the person, but let's say you're holding, we'll get to the shot of holding things together. But let's say you're holding an umbrella for one for the other. So, we kind of the place to discuss it. L'chur really depends what type of umbrella you have. You have these one humongous umbrellas. L'chur you can walk underneath. It's not forget, it's not al-tzchibi you're holding it for your wife. It's forget, either you let her hold the umbrella for herself, or you get drenched, or you all go underneath. And inside you're holding it because you don't want to get drenched, you're doing it for yourself. It's not inside chibi shemoi, just, you don't want to get wet. Otherwise, pasha should be motor. Fine, doesn't want to be. Choshish to myself, it's a small umbrella. Usually it goes body to body. And we'll get to halacha that l'chur, even the beggar cannot touch a beggar. Therefore, l'chur yet be machmer. One of these big umbrellas, l'chur should not be a problem. But that's been said negiyah. Now, again, negiyah is touching one to another. What about clothing touching one to another? So the way the Rekeach brings down the Indian of the Maisa Talmud Echad, he says, not only the case of touching her etzpa, it brings down even touching her clothing. Baruch HaMachim Sha'argu, even a case of touching her clothing. Therefore, the Pais can bring down the halacha, you not only cannot touch her, you cannot touch her clothing. How far the machmer, come along the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chidor, the machmer, even clothing cannot touch clothing, which is a chumrah. And the Maisa is very negeh, when you go on a bus, let's say, and you sit side by side, won't be a problem with two different seats, but the Maisa, your clothing touch each other, or in an airplane, your clothing touch each other, come along the Pais and says, you should be machmer, and therefore you should put something in between, their clothing should not touch each other.
You're not aware
of
it.
Not aware,
you
don't know. If you know about it, then you're aware that you should not do it.
No,
that's the when she's wearing it. She's not wearing it. Body, when you see when her clothing is on the floor, you pick it up from the hamper. Yours is never on the floor. Doesn't make a difference. So fine. But my said, body will have to touch each other's clothing. No problem. In someone else's clothing, your clothing, your wife's clothing, but it's not
sharing. When she's not wearing it,
passion. The Nichol Negeir of Negeir, they discuss, what about the end of a shot of passing one thing to another? So the Beis Yosef being done about is showing about passing one to another, is there an Isser not? Why? The whole Mar Mokum is talking about Leo, where Leo and Novi said Negeir, that's touching. There's an Isser of Ascaribus. Mashaking passing, where do you see the end of Ascaribus? So my son is Machlik Shushanin. The Rosh and the Rashba, the Maisa, the Machmer, and the Machmer for two different reasons. The Rosh is Machmer inside Shash Negeir. And the Rashba is Mashma Tzad Chibol Shaboy. The way the Machab brings down, he says, a Shota is also passing one to another. Why? Shema Yigil Mesaroi. Chash Negiyah. The reason, therefore, is Nichol, all the second halacha of Negiyah. Negiyah is also, and passing is also Mitzad Chash Negiyah. Now, if so, if the whole reason Chash Negiyah, what about something that's long? He passes something that's a long stick one to another. So come along the Shach and says, even a long stick is also. And so the place can why that's Loi Plug Chachavim. Loi Plug, therefore, even a long stick, a Shota is also. Now this in the shot is no heta alide. She knew says the place can you can't pass one to another. What about passing inside her, not to her, but let's say she holding a bag. Could you put her keys inside her tick? Could you put something inside her bag? So you have to understand the inin of Nagia Maisa Clarus also. Her shot is a machlaikis. Maisa, what about a shot of putting something inside her bag? Come along the Paiskim and his machlaikis among the swarm, the ikadil swarma machmer, just like a shot is also to her. And therefore, Negiyah is asa to her. We know Negiyah is asa to her clothing. Also, a shot is also asa to things that she is holding. Once in Afghanistan, what in the case they discuss, Bitsana Shoto, and what about the case of Kvato? By Bismilo, there's an Indian to be a Kvato. The lady holds one side, the man the other side. And very interesting, you learn in the halachas of Bismilo that when they bring in the child, everyone stands up when the child comes in. You know why they stand up? Not Mitzah the child. You're standing up mitzvah kvato, the people who are bringing them in, they're being isik in the mitzvah, bringing the child to the moil. So the inner kvato is not stam. No, they're bringing the people, it's not stam in Indian. It's Shulchan Aruch brings down, you stand up Why? Mitzvah, the people doing kfata, because they're being oisik in the mitzvah. So they want tiny is mitzvah mitzvah shaboy. Maybe mitzvah a shoto, there won't be any issur. A shoto, machloch shoshoinim. And maybe mocha mitzvah, but mocha maravim, maybe there won't be any issur mitzvah kvata. Nice among Klaisel, I see three different halakas, even though the swarm are all machmer. Beikah all the swarm are machmer and say you cannot do a shoter by the case of when you're a nidah. However, there are two other halakas in Klaisel, some say fakir, it's mutter. It's a mitzvah, it's rabbit, but it's mutter. And those being done on halakas doing two pillows. Since it's b'der shino, you're not taking straight, you're taking, just like you're putting inside a tick, is nice as a shiloh. So those want taino, two pillows, she walks out with two pillows, the man takes a top pillow, and therefore it's not a problem. There's only shell over there. It's more like a shinoi in the mashata. It's also not clear. And it's been mocking mitzvah. And it's been rabbim. Therefore, that's where they get this ending from. The whole yisoid is chibo. There's no. They will get to eating at a table together. Rabbim is not a problem. There's no window chibo. It can't do. Not merkel the erva. Not going to do a mice and rabbim. Nothing's going to happen. So svaras shabbat is over there. I have not seen that many. I have not seen that in this form either. But, no, there's no shot, no problem. It cannot mean. But mice, again, with the swarm are very clear, they're not. All the swarm, at least 20 of them. But mice and hogged, I see different numbers. Now, nichol shal negeta shota is, the shot is passing one to another, it creates a bond giving one to another. Let's say you're not passing. For example, you want to carry a stroller, it's very heavy, up a flight of steps, doing it together. Not passing the stroller one to another, you're carrying up this flight of steps together. Maybe it's not there from the Issa Vashata. Maybe it's not a problem passing one to another. Why? Because when you're passing one to another, I'm doing it for her. She's doing it for me. Mashing, when I carry up the stroller together, I'm doing it for the stroller and she's doing it for the stroller. Maybe there's no Issa Mitzad, the Inna Vashata. And the Inna Vashata itself is a Machlokes. So they bring down from the Chaznish, carrying up the stroller together is water. There's no Issa. The Tzitzliyazi wants to make, he says about maybe Adai Shina, holding together with gloves. The Adai Yosef wants to make. Maestro Beriklis form are Machmer. They taino. First of all, maybe it's Nichon in the Vaishoto, and even if it's not Nichon in the Vaishoto, Maestro is going to be moving her. It's Nichon in the of a Safsal Oruch, and if it's not then you're moving one to another. And therefore, Beriklis form are Machmer, should not carry things together. However, Meshasat Chak, come along with Moshe, and Dine Fisher, and Sharnberg say Meshasat Chak, you can't be Mekel. That means, for example, in the stroller, if you need both of you, in the vada, you carry it up together. Now, usually, father and mitzvahs by a stroller, usually it's not needed to do together, and the man should do al chivalry, carry it up himself, there's no inin to be makel. And if you carry it up yourself, that seems to be the hoggle. And if you're very shrach, you know, work out, why should you be able to do it yourself? Shouldn't be a problem. No, that's not. The person do it himself, he needs his wife to help, usually. That's usually the hoggle. However, in chanami, but let's say you're stuck, why should you stuck, and you cannot do it by yourself. Echanami is what to be samechan. It's not nichol hashat. There's no in the mechiba there. Echanami, fine. You pick it up together. Forget maybe no in the remagul erva. Forget you're embarrassed. You can do it yourself. Fine. I don't know. But the ma'aser the anhogah shabbat. The ma'aser should not carry things together unless you mokum atzara kodul. Nachashal negay to negiya. It's all about zrika. Zrika throwing things one to another and nichol in the negiya not. Why? Come along the isay shabbat. The Rashi says negiya mitzad chiba. The Rosh has Negiyah is why it might touch each other. By throwing one to another, there's no problem in San Negiyah. No problem, you're not going to be throwing, you're not going to touch each other. Therefore, maybe it's water. Therefore, the end of Zerika is not brought down by the Mechaber. Come along, there are more. There are more brings down, Idei Zerika, Yadol, Yadol, Hepach, Maisetz, Aser. Zerika is Aser. It's the Chumrah of the Bnei Ashkenaz, of the Ramah. The more Maisetz, Machman, in Zerika. So it comes out that Negiyah, Maisetz, Aser. Hashem's machloek is everyone's machmer. By Zerika, come along with Amalek's machmer, even by Zerika. And certainly all the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maaser, they are machmer, the Bnei Svad, yesh v'yesh. The Svad at one time, is even though it might not be a problem with Tzadik Yeshabai, the Seiko, so if you still have the Svara of the Rashba's reason, also Al-Tzchipa. The Maaser is passing one to another, is one to another, therefore it can be machmer. However, over here it comes out that we said by Hashem's the Maaser, everybody's Aser, putting inside someone's tick, the ma'aser, it's a shayla among the paiskim. By Zerika, we're machmer. However, by Zerika, we're machmer. What about Zerika inside of someone's tick? You want to throw the keys inside the bag. It's a chumrah upon a chumrah over here. Now what's halacha? Ma'aser, some from say mekel, some say double abracha, some say roi lahachmo, some say to be machmer. Yesh v'yesh. Why in the swash? But it's very simple. The Zerika is a chumrah upon putting inside someone's bag, which is a chumrah. Therefore, yesh v'yesh. Therefore, Afi Svara, it's really to be machmor, but make sure you should be lismoich. if there's no reason to be Mekel, why the world be Mekel? However, the Mekel should be Lismach. Now, the Pesach Shuva, when he brings down this Indian of being Zarek inside a person's bag, the Tarshish Shlomim, after bringing down this Indian, he said, V'machmet Tavol HaBracha, he discusses, what about blowing off lint from a person? Is that Nichol, just like Be'ezrikas also, or Shatter, can you blow off lint from a person's baguette or from the person's guf? Is that a problem? He's not touching, he's not tweaking, there's no shato, just blowing. Also, look among the Svarim, it's either a Mekel, or a Machmet Tavol HaBracha, or Roy Lachmer, or Machmer. Just al pisvara, usually it's not really needed. Why the world you can't just tell a person to do it himself? Therefore, you might be getting involved in the shalom mitzad chibush mois, like the kalas roish. And usually, you never see, usually even a guy do it to another person blowing off lint. You know, you tell the person, you knock it off. So lechura, mitzad chibush mois, therefore, lechura, there's no reason to be mekel. And therefore, a person should not blow it off, and you should not hope there's more to be machmer. However, in the case of taking a fan, and you take it and wave it in front of the person, that everyone asks that about is in the chibush, and we don't do it one for another. You don't give your wife, because she's your wife. Therefore, lechura, you do not take a fan and wave it one to another. However, says the Chai Levi, a body can plug in the fan, the electric fan, and like, make it blow on her. That's not a shy, there's no chibo. That's menschlich kite. That, you're not doing the fans blowing upon her. To waving it, there's in the mitzvah chibo shibai. Plugging it in, a body is not a shy. That a body can do. Also, nichl in the Vzriko, it about throwing it up. And then comes down. So, throwing it up, maestro, and comes down, it's not your koyach anymore. It's in the gravity, mass attracts mass, and therefore goes down. Therefore, is there a satmi machmur to mekel? So come along also Pesach Shuvah brings down this machlokes over here, and again also the Svarim bring down machlokes, either as mekel or machmur tevla bracha or roi lahachmur or machmur. And also, very simple, the halacha should be roi to machmur, and the mekel should be listening. If it's a tzorech, you can't, you have car keys, what to do, you cannot, you have to throw it to her, you can't put it down on the floor wherever you are, because let's say you're in certain places, you know, put car keys down, the shvat will come and take it, it's fine, throw it up, she'll catch it, it's fine, or she'll stick it on her hand and catch it. Otherwise, tamasai, what was no reason, usually reason to be mekel, therefore, where it'll be mekel, but mekel usually be lismich. One last thing to get in the nikiyah, also in this halacha, is a fascinating gadol yod that the Pesach Shuvah brings down. When a person lights a candle, and let's say he wants a candle to heat up hevel, you want the hevel over here to heat you up, is hevel, is that a case of chibur? Or hevel a really case of chibur? Is it mechaber one to another? The sugya in Talmud Taro, that maybe hevel, steam, or heat, is mechaber one to another. Therefore, comes along the Yad Liyo, and he wants taino to have a candle, and to hold it, and the heat should heat up your husband. Or you strike a match and you light his cigarette, which you don't smoke, for your husband, Maisa, that fire might be in the mitzad chibur shavoy, a connection one to another, therefore might be also. The way the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down, therefore it's nichol neged of iskaros. Therefore the Paiskim Arm Machman says something is neged to the hevel shavoy or the flame shavoy, going one to another is a problem. Therefore, for example, she's holding the candle fatala, you want to strike a match and light it. L'chur is a problem, mitzad a chibur, you're connecting one to another, and in the mitzad iskaros, therefore, you should not light one to another.
To make the bracha, yeah. Then it's not a problem. She's holding it.
Oh, so now let's say she's holding the fire. Come on, the Pais can discuss. Lighting it for her is a problem. What about holding it is a problem or not? So Maestro, Moshe writes, Poshut, Lek, Issebezeh, and he says, what? The whole story is else the Hevel Shabbai or the Flame Shabbai. Holding it, there's no Hevel over here. You just want the light. It's a light, the Maestro, there's no Isser. And therefore, come on, the Swarm and say, Avad, she can hold that Bella candle. Seems to be in Chenoigim. Avad, you'll have enough from the light. Therefore, they discuss also, let's say you want to read a book, she wants all the light for you, about its mutter, there might be only a shalom mitzat chibo shavoy, schoif kalas roish, because when's the last time your wife held something for you to read? But chutz means that otherwise mitzat the chibur, as the scarvis, and no scarvis by Abdullah, the only problem is mitzat the hevel shavoy. Come on the Pesach Shuvah and discusses, we're asking in the Gio and Zuriko, and Ashoto, what about a child passing one to another? There's a sugyo in Shabbos and Gittin, other places, about a chayin noises atzmoy. A child carries himself, and therefore maybe when you pass your child to your wife, what are you doing? You're not passing anything, he went by himself. And therefore, come along the Pesach Tshuva, brings down a tashpatz and tshuva, one to be shayin, one to taino, a child passing one to another, l'maisad al bimotor. Why? You're not passing anything. It's going by himself. Is the getter of Chai Noisa Tzatzmoy. Now first, you have to know the getter of Chai Noisa Tzatzmoy. Come along the Pesach Shuva, it says the getter is Dafko, in Hukla Shabbos, is Dafko someone who is, if he's a cotton, cannot go by himself. who is a choylo, a kaplis, maisa, there's no heta, even in Hilchos Shabbos, chayin oisa asmoi. Therefore, this whole heta, chayin oisa asmoi, is not a one-month-old child. It's talking about a kid that carries himself a couple months old, 6 months, then they have a heta, chayin oisa asmoi. One-month-old child, the anhoga, is about to be machmer. Now, this chiddush of the tashbaz, chayin oisa asmoi, come on, the poskim, they don't understand it. They have two tainas. First, they want tainan, the tashbaz, lishitosai. He holds that a maisa, there is no isim mitzad zviko. Therefore, he holds they can pass one to another. Also, we hold this isim zviko. How in the world passing a child can be worse than zviko? Zviko is also nichel of a wife, shem, and ogal tchibo. Then passing a child should be also. That's aluf. Void al pisvor, they don't understand. Chai noisa tachbe. Very good lom de shiboy. The circle of you passing one to another. Therefore, the numus poskim want to be machmer. The big nala moisha, the mokma tzarech, the mekel. Then the Hogan Shabbat in Klai Yisrael, I see that those who want to be Mekel, Rabbi Ruben and Shir, or Meir Cohen, the Maisi is Mekel, Rabbi Berkut says the Loch is Mekel, Atzah Hasheni, the Vosner, and the Oskul, the Maisi is Machmer. And that those say Makamat Sarek to be Mekel. Now that means, for example, let's say the kid goes by himself, everybody is Mutter. I have a kid, he jumps one to another, he's very proud of it, he shows he goes to Mami Tati, usually goes to Mami Natatati. But Maisa, he goes on to another, Lekuliyama is mutter. He, because then there's no ashot, there's no passing, then a vada, it's him doing it, not you. Then a vada is mutter. The whole... No, mokum machmer. There is no ashot. Who's motion anything? The kid, I'm trying to hold my kid back, show my kid that he wants me.
No, that's a kid, mom is jumping from the other. What if the kid is like, he's leaning, like he can't himself get there.
That's Pashas that he's doing it, that's him. That's him doing it, that's not you. You're not moshed anything. The problem is that you're the passing. You're being deserved. You're doing nothing.
You are, you're sticking out your hand so you can go. He's leaning that direction. He himself can't get there.
So you're taking.
Because you allow him to get there, so mainly you're helping him. So yeah.
No, I don't think he's Messiah this in here. Especially since the whole thing is not like this. But Meister, chutz mizeh.
What's the age?
What?
What's the age?
No, if he go by himself, he surely is not. Then he's not.
Six kind of old can't go by himself.
No, if he can go by himself, then they back to machlokes. Yesh v'yesh. What age is on Bekil? No, those go by himself. Kulam is mutter. Doesn't go by himself. Yesh v'yesh. Goes to klam chaynos and asmi. No. From Pashas, not no. The Pesach Tshuva says very clear. The getter is like not newborn. It has to be somebody. No, not newborn. Chaynos and asmi. That a cotton can sit by himself, carries himself. Now, let's say the kid's in your wife's hand. Now, this time the place can be down. Posture, the chur should not give a kiss to your child. Mike, the mice is right next to you, or your wife. Chur is in your magal de erival. You should not kiss one to another. And they discuss, what about feeding your child while your wife's holding the child? Now, again, the swam have mamish, either mekel, machmat zoya, or machmat ala bracho, or osir. Really, balabatish, really depends upon the situation. If the kid does not need it, well, it'll be machmer. Why? Your wife can feed her without you feeding, why will do it? Your wife can put him down, why will do it? And my son, let's say the kid's screaming, the only way he'll take the medicine is only if your wife holds him and you put it inside his mouth. Avada, make this shmin lismach. Not even yeshmin lismach. Avada, you should do that with chatchilo. Avada, the kid won't take the medicine without her holding it, like my kids sometimes, and me putting it in. Avada, that's the correct thing to do, not even a shiloh. No, but he's not mitzvah. No, he's chayin oisa asmoi. You're giving it to what she's holding. You want fine. I can't sit based on the gear. These all now. Kamlos of Gimel says a third halacha in the mitzvah. A hacker b'shas achilo. Negate achilo numerous aspects. I guess we'll start in the mitzvah hacker. Then we'll mamshach next week. There's a sugya about eating that a person cannot eat together. And be'etzim it's before Shemishna. Azov cannot eat with Azov together, it's a Mishnah. And why say Azov and Azov? It says in the Gemara, why? Because by Azov in someone's Torah, in the Mitzvah Tumah V'Tayro. Therefore, Azov and Azov, two people were Tomei, and there's an Anenu, all Anoshim have a Gedev, Azov and Azov. All Anoshim have a Gedev and Azov. Therefore, we have an Inner Forish Mishnah that says we cannot eat together. Now, what does it mean you cannot eat together? Does it mean that we cannot eat for one plate? And therefore, we cannot eat together. It might lead to eating one plate or the inim mitzad chibur shabai. As numas nachmin is what the svar is. Again, the two separate svaras. Why either chibur or leading eating to one person's plate? Now, what comes out lalocha? The halacha is you cannot eat for one plate. That's clear. What about eating for one table? What about one table? Is that osur mutter? The Rambam says the isur is only eating for one plate. You have one plate together. and you eat from one plate, that's also. One table, says Rambam, my says mutter. However, the Rambam argues, says, even one table, we cannot eat the same table. You have your plate, I have my plate, one table is also. That's how the Maisel Mechav brings down. We cannot even eat. Loich ima al shulchan. Come on, the Mechav says, even on the shulchan with Maisel, we cannot eat together. So also, that's how Maisel called the place to go. The klolim of this inning of eating on a table together is a klolim of basar v'chalav. The law is when you eat basar and somebody eats chalav, you have to have a hekim between the two. Therefore, whatever the klolim by basar v'chalav and hilchis, zakta chulin and simpei ches, the same klolim apply to the lachas of nidah. Now first, when you're eating together, what exactly are you eating? Let's say it's only achilas arai, or shtiyas arai. Pashas is no chilik whether it's achilas arai or kfar. Pashas is no chilik whether it's shtiyah, no shtiyah, or achila. Pashas no chilik whether it's shtiyah arai or not. Bechura, you need achoka all the time, whenever you eat together. That's a pashas. So those want to argue in all these cases, that's the mice of the pashas. Now, this achoka, again, there are two different reasons. It's because interesting nafkamina is, let's say your wife is eating, this is an interesting case, let's say your wife is eating basar, you're eating chalav. So you have a hekka there. Now you're a nida. Do you need a second hekka there? Well, one hekka is enough. Because if the side of a nida is why you'd be different than what you do to us, you should not have chiba. So what do you do all year round? You have basar with chalav. When your wife eats chalav, you eat basar. What do you do all year round? You have one hekka. So now you have to be different, you need two hekka. However, if you say this, why you say you should not eat from a person's plate, you already have a hekka then not to eat from a person's plate. Just shout among the svarim, but then the osh is not klar, but my still all the svarim of my son make and say, oh, but you only need one hekka. Either one say that the svarim is not eating from a plate, or my son one hekka is enough even for mitzad chibur shavoy. My son, that's enough for a reason, and even if possible follow, one hekka is enough.
That's the reason why I think that you shouldn't cause a conflict from the same plate.
If the reason not, yeah, my colleague showed him what the reason. If it's not eat from one plate, that's partial, one hekka is enough. Just like it's enough of a hekka, not mitzvah basar v'chalav, not eating from a plate, and vada mitzvah nida, one hekka is enough. The only shalom mitzvah chiba shaboy, there you start clarifying the shalom mafashim, the sheva levi, and the art school, and the shogun, and exactly what the gedder is. Maisha, Moshe is mekel, and Vaz is mekel, all mekel, and says one hekka is enough. Now, we have these again, these two halachas over here, one mitzvah the kor echel, one mitzvah the shulchan echel, and each one needs a hekka. Mitzad Shulchan Echad, they were saying it's also, let's say you're not eating on the Shulchan. You're holding something, and she's holding something, you're both eating standing up. Do you need a hekka between one another? Now, it's a shayla among the Sfarim, Rav Vaz wants you machmer, Tzal B'chokhm B'yashim wants you mekel, Maisa not negeya, we have men Shulchayt, we sit, and we eat, sitting down, therefore it's not really negeya. Fine, interesting shayla. But negeya to Shulchan Echad, what defines a table? By table, let's say she's machuk, she sits on the other end, and you're on one end, and you can reach one to another. The pashas is, since it's a chokah, you first of all, mitzad the svar shaboy, that you cannot reach to a plate, the maisa certainly should not be nisr. Mitzad chiba shaboy, the chur also should be mutter. The maisa is not sitting next to each other, and usually when you want to show chiba, you do sit next to each other. That's the parameters of usually a chibur. Therefore, the chur, if she's far away from you, that you cannot reach her plate, you cannot reach her, therefore there won't be any iser, mitzad shulchan echad. So that's a very simple way, without any having any hekka between the two. Sit in a way that you cannot reach each other, will not be a problem. However, let's say, stam mul zebezeh, not sar basar, you're facing each other, the chur, nichol in the Indian, of our caucus. Like, if I need a hekka in between, myself, it's a small table, you're across one from another, chur, there should be also.
But
what's
the
problem
also, if it's far away?
I mean, the same, but if you cannot reach your plate, it's mutter.
No. One's not eating.
One's not eating, only the hekka, only both of us are eating. Now, since the Indians had a table they discussed, let's say you're eating at two separate tables. So usually two separate tables, you're far away from each other. But let's say two separate tables side by side. For example, you're on an airplane. You have your tray, she has your tray, her tray. Do you need a hekka between one another? So, Maisa, Shalmung Mefarshim, the Shev Kossi wants to be Mekel, the Asher wants to be Machmer, the Pashas is to be Machmer Lechura. Even though the pashas is nice, circle side eating together, and you don't even real, you sit side by side, you have two trays in front of you eating the food together. So the pashas and the sorry is that mice you are eating together, and the chur should be the hekka to one another. Now mitzad the hekka shavai, what is nichol in the get of hekka? So first I discuss when people are at by the table, do you need a hekka? Now to be clear, the three different sheets among the place my lochla mice what to do. The Masis bin Yaman brought down by the Bishop Shuva says that other people by the table need no hekker at all. Motor, no problem, no matter where they sit in between you, they sit around you. And his ikya slayed seems to be the ziba of the Isser mitzad chiba shaboy, Margul Ervo, there's no chibur. It's a public place. We're eating all together. I'm not eating with my wife. Nothing romantic going on over here. What we're doing? We're doing a family meal. It could be a problem inside chibur shavuot. You need a heck over there.
So let that there would be a problem.
Yeah, so inside that will be a problem 100%. Unless you get 2-seater, fine. But it's come along the Shita and says no. That's only if they're sitting in between you. Is that then to be moter around to be also. And the Rashba says, even in between to be osir. So among the, again, the Rishayim, the Rashba says, always osir. The Rosh says, in between is motor. And Masav Yom by the Pesach Shuvah says, it's always motor. Halach l'maisa, in Klal Yisrael, l'maisa, no one's machin l'gami baker. Except for the Klal Yisrael. But chutz mizeh, l'maisa, the Klal Yisrael goes either that it's motor l'gami, habichelik of Klal Yisrael, go that way. The aside from Pitairo, aside from the Psalmah Chokhmah, Tayyar Sabai, it's fine. Well, seems to me that way. But Oid Habichel for Klai Yisrael go, no, as long as they're in between, it's Beseda, otherwise you need a hacker. And again, among the Svarim is Mamish Mekotza. Mamish is 50-50, it seems. Among the Svarim, Chetzi go one way, Chetzi go another way. And how, where Chassanim at Torah also Chetzi. Mamish, everyone teaches different. Either you go to Mahalaf in between is enough, or that you, or any place around is Motor. In between that, Vasa says even kids are help, no problem. Even kids.
They
sit in between. No, it depends. Mitzvah is for the around. That's also the thing. They're part of the meal.
Yes.
Yeah. But all you say is not eating together. Now. So again, so what do people do in the Maisa? Yesh v'yesh, again, so if you have kids between, Abad and Allah is motor. If you don't have anyone in between, yesh v'yesh, apply your soul. Now, mitzvah the heker shaboy, what exactly to do? Now, once unless you're eating only together, or unless you want to be machmer when other people are around, they're not sitting in between. So first, the heker cannot be islam on the table. You're sitting side by side, you put the heker over here. It's supposed to be between each other. It's in between. Be machmer one to another. And this Indian heker, who are running a piece of paper, is not enough. You have to have something that does not belong on the table. Now, interesting shalom they discuss is the hekka mitzad who? Mitzad the man and mitzad the lady. What's nafkamina? Let's say the man knows about it, the lady does not know about the hekka. Fine, she forgot about it, doesn't remember to put on. Do you have to point out that this is the hekka or not? The swar is that the ending of eating together, the chibur shvoy is the time mitzad the man and the time mitzad the lady. Therefore, it's very simple. Just point out this is our hekka, this is good enough for both of us. It's an hekka for both of us, therefore, mitzad, both of us need a hekka.
That's
what you're
by yourself, but if you're doing to be mad with people there.
Fine, you maybe want to take a make it to you, can't say. Now, the side of a hacker is, it has to be that a hacker. However, Berkowitz, when he says it over, he says, when we start having a lot of kids, everything eventually gets on the table, there's no hacker on the table. And like the kaka. You know, certain houses, everything's on the table. You have to make sure, that the hacker is a hacker, has to be knicker. That does not belong on the table, never on the table. Now, let's say it's on the table, but usually it's over here in the middle, you put the flowers in the middle, you put it in between. And about the hacker, the side of a hacker, it's the place not belong here, it's the hacker. Right. That's mice is enough. Now, this hacker doesn't need height or not. Does it be tall enough or not? So the passage is, we need the machaber, avada, it does not need any height. The machaber says, shum shina she shum davar mafsik. The passage of the paiskim is, no height is enough. Now, they do bring down a taz in Hilchis, that's discussed by a kankan or by a minayot, that might need some height to it. But Maisa Dan Hoga, the pasha of all the Paiskim, Chayodim, the kids said that any shino, as long as it's being a hacker there, it's enough.
Now, there's also.
What?
Why the paper good?
If certain papers are, again, papers are always on the table. Writing is not enough.
If you put a paper with the norm, why not go to
my table have paper all the time. No, it's not nicker. It's not a hacker. It's there. I put something that's not there, we would say there. If paper, if you have a clean immaculate table and you just put a paper down when you need it, that's enough. But some people's houses are not as run that way. And the paper on the table is the paper on the table. That's the pashas. Now those want to be choshish and say you need height to it, and therefore they want to say, for example, they want to make it tzir. They want to tell you, when the people around, and with those who are machmir people around and no one in between, they say then a small hacker is enough, so that wasn't there. One of the tiniest, when people are around, they says, put a key in between, put your watch down, no problem. When people are not around, make a tall hacker. Fine. That's those when we machmas say need a tall hacker. That was the passage along the place in the swarm. The passage is any hacker, as long as it's nicker, a hacker is nicker, shum double a mice in the ghetto of a hacker should be no problem. Fine. That's mitzad shulchan echad. Korachas, next sugya, Beis Hashem, leave for next week. And again, it's had Shavim Shavai, just the lochas are very practical. Shabbos is once a week. This is half a month sometimes. So something that a person always has to learn, it's always Kedai Du Chazaron. Again, on the page it takes mamash half hour, Kedai Du Chazaron every time.